I'll just be happy in your presence. And I will make my happiness not depend on anything you do. So I'm helping you to grievance with you because I'm not trying to get you to make me happy in the first place, so I don't have anything to get mad at you about.
Thank you for that blessing.
Yeah. So when you come to me, for once, you can relax and you actually say and you can be yourself. That reminds you of how wonderful you really are and how much you deserve peace. Then you become happy from the acceptance of yourself, and then the Holy Spirit sends some people to you.
Yeah.
To be blessed by your happiness. And it's hard to be in a state of bliss and attract a truck running over you. Unless that's how you dramatically have decided that you want to leave this plane. You know, some people go out through accidents that reveal defective brakes in an automobile. They were going to make their transition anyway. It was time for them to leave this plane, but they wanted to serve some useful purpose to those of us who were still here, so they revealed that there were some brakes that needed to be fixed on a certain brand of car. I could have left them asleep, but I thought I'd lead through that way so that I could leave a little message. That's deep, isn't it? To even think of something like that, whether it's true or not, but it would make much more sense of the insanity that seems to be happening if I could see where it was serving some kind of a purpose. So each one of you know that the question isn't whether your life will end. The question is, why should it? Why should your life end? Do you want to live?
Yes.
Would you like to live forever?
Yes.
Not if I'm an old MasterCard. The Course says that this is the problem. This is why there was not a lot of ecstatic ecstasy at that thought. First of all, our whole world and the way that we even perceive and interpret things is based on the idea that we're separate and we're going to die. So to accept that idea, you'd have to accept a whole new paradigm of your reality right now. And you didn't feel like doing that before lunch. The Course says joy and eternity must be joined. That there is no way anyone would really want to live and therefore overcome anything that would harm them, because wanting to live will, unless they knew that that eternal life was going to be eternally joyful. If I knew that it was going to be happy and it was going to only increase in happiness and joy, I don't mind it lasting forever. But none of us wants a life to last that we are miserable in. And that's why most people are never excited about the idea of eternal life. If you're miserable, you hope death comes swiftly. You're not interested in eternal nothing. So the universe has to increase our joy in order for us to want to remember our true natures. So it's built into the system that every opportunity for you to have love and joy and abundance must come to you by law. Because that's the only way to begin to open our mind to the possibility of really wanting to live. If it's going to be happy, if it's loving, if it's joyful, if it's touching, if it's real, I want it to last. I want it to grow. I want it to keep going. I don't ever want to lose it. So it's built into the system that any problem you think you have, there is a solution available to you right now so that your joy can increase from having that problem solved. And the more your joy increases, the more you will want to live. And the more you want to live, the easier it will be for you to go beyond any obstacle or problem or situation that comes up in your life to bar your way. Because you want to live so much that nothing can stop you. If you want to die, everything that happens to you just becomes another opportunity to put you in the grave. So you linger around with it and play with it. Steve.
Yeah.
So would you be willing to learn under the right guidance how to be so happy that you will have an instantaneous healing of the thing that's causing you pain or fear in your life?
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? He says in the next line, he says, in every child of God, God's blessing lies, and in your blessing of the children of God is God's blessing to me. So love's blessing to me is me blessing you with love. Also, every child of the Creator has a blessing. So I know that you all are nothing but bodies, are nothing but the wrapping for the present, which is you. Everyone you see has a blessing in them for you. Everyone you see has a blessing in them for you.
Yeah.
Everyone you see has a blessing in them for you. So in your blessing of them, you will experience the universe blessing you through your blessing of them. And you bless them by feeling grateful right now for the blessings in your life to the point that you feel better. And when you feel better about who you are, that's your blessing to everyone that's being sent to you. See, I used to hear stuff like blessing and thought I had to go down to Walmart and get a gift. And all of a sudden, like, blessing, oh my God, I got to bless everybody. I can't hardly bless myself. You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But you got to realize, the Course says, anything that comes to you of God does not require anything of you that you're not able to do right now without sacrifice. That something that comes from love would never ask you to do something that you couldn't do right now. And it would be what you wanted to do. So you don't have to wonder where the request is coming from. Is the request coming from God? Is it coming from my ego? Is it coming from love? Or is it coming from fear? You know what I'm saying? If you're feeling like you're all challenged and I don't know if I can do this and it seems like it's just too great, then I know that God isn't asking me to do it. But what about challenges? Well, what about challenges? Haven't you had enough?
Yes.
Are you a freaking challenges junkie?
Yeah.
I had 2 weeks without a challenge. Somebody give me my challenge. Oh, they're going to lay me off.
Everything all right now?
I'm going to say the four-letter word to y'all.
Wow.
Here it comes. Test your ability to receive. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy. Would you like to have it easy?
Yeah.
Is there anyone in here that's okay about having it easy?
Yeah.
Cool?
Yeah.
You willing?
Yeah.
I'm easy.